This podcast is brought to you by Voice and Vision, bringing help, hope, and healing to individuals, families, and communities affected by mental illness, addictions, and disabilities in southeastern Pennsylvania. Financial support for this podcast is provided by a Veterans Trust Fund grant from the Pennsylvania Department of Military and Veterans Affairs.
Welcome to Untold Valor, a podcast with a unique focus on veterans, featuring stories of courage, recovery, perseverance, and strength. Listen to hear veterans share their perspectives on what it's like to battle mental health challenges, combat addictions, and overcome other adversities unique to those who have served.
Welcome into another edition of Untold Valor, and we are excited to have Brian and Natalie on with us on this episode to talk about our resources and talk about veterans' resources, and we've got some great information to share on this podcast. But as always, we like to start with, you know, the individual's story. So, Brian, first of all, welcome in. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you.
I appreciate you being here. Reverend Ben is here as well. Reverend Ben, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How you doing, Brian?
I'm well. Good to meet both of you this morning.
Absolutely. Look forward to having you share a little bit about what you're currently into and the different ways that you're helping other veterans. But let's start by just talking about your own story. Tell us a little bit about you.
I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I served from 1989 to 1995, various places throughout the world. And I got out, went back home, picked up a civilian career at a local business. 10 or 15 years later, started to get involved a lot with veterans activities and led me to a career with the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. And I think I found my calling, my passion is helping others, helping my brother and sister veterans, and to help dispel some of the rumors of what the VA is or isn't, or what the state benefit programs are or are not. And just to break down barriers and help each other get what they're looking for and make their lives a little bit better.
That's fantastic. You know, when you've made that transition, how did you find that calling? I suppose what, you know, when you first transitioned out of your military service yourself, was there anything that kind of led you back there, or is it just kind of felt like this is something I want to do?
I kind of got led back there by my involvement in a veterans organization that I got involved with. When I was a young man in the Marine Corps, I learned about a Marine Corps veterans group. I got involved with them. I became a charter member of a new detachment, and I just found purpose in helping my veteran fellow members. And I started doing some other programs in the organization. I got involved with Toys for Tots and some motorcycle rides that supported specific causes, and it led to more community involvement and a little broader reach, and led me to where I am today.
And so that is the Pennsylvania Department of Military and Veterans Affairs?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're the chief of the Division of Veterans Services and Programs. So tell us a little bit about that and the services that are provided for veterans and what it is that you guys do.
I have a fantastic job. I get to lead a division that's mission is to help veterans file for claims at all levels, county, state, federal, and support those that also have the same mission. And so by that, I mean, at my level, I get to help with the county directors of Veterans Affairs. I get to help other organizations like the Legions, the VFW, the DAV, AMVETS, those type of national organizations. I get to provide some training. We lead a training program that helps keep everybody accredited and knowledgeable on the ever-changing benefits that are available at all levels. We had the PACT Act that came out. It's a well-discussed piece of legislation came out last August. It provided for burn pit.
Brian, if I may interject for a second.
Sure.
As you just mentioned, that the regulations are changing, they're constantly changing. I want to ask you a question. Do you find some contradiction in the regulations sometimes? In other words, veterans are filing for things and the VA does not honor what their regulations say, or they're not aware of it. Because I've come across situations in my personal endeavor to get benefits where the regulations may say one thing, but the VA says something else. Can you get some light on that?
Absolutely. So those benefit programs are adjudicated by people, and sometimes people make a mistake. Maybe they misinterpreted a piece of regulation or statute, and the appellate process is there to put those things back into an administrative process and get them corrected. That's a part of my profession, a part of our slice of the industry, is to represent claimants to arbitration with the VA. So the Board of Veterans Appeals, a higher level review to a what they call a decision review officer at the VA regional offices. Those are the space that we operate in to advocate for veterans to get an incorrect decision corrected. Mm-hmm. Our job is to learn those rules, learn those regs, and spot that kind of stuff. So absolutely, we're here to do exactly what you identified.
Well, Brian, let me ask you, so how do they go about doing that? So veterans who might be listening or something, how do they go about connecting for those types of things? So
in Pennsylvania, we have a huge network of accredited service officers that start with the County Directors of Veterans Affairs. So all 67 counties in Pennsylvania mm-hmm. have a Director of Veterans Affairs. And based on population and budgeting, they may have 7 people in the office, or they may have one that works part-time. It just depends how rural the county is on how much staffing is applied to that.
But gotcha.
Every county has a director. There are several organizations throughout the Commonwealth, like I mentioned at the beginning, the Legion, the VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, Disabled American Veterans, American Veterans, or AMVETS, they receive some grant funding from the Commonwealth that's called the Veteran Service Officer Grant Program. So we're able to, through a grant process, help them out with some funds to complete their mission to support veterans as well.
Gotcha.
And then there are several organizations that are still out there with accredited service officers, the Marine Corps League, the Enlisted Association, Military Officers Association of America. There are a few examples of other organizations that still have service officers, may not get grant funding, but there are several hundred. Last report that I ran from the VA website, there's around 400 accredited service officers in Pennsylvania alone.
So now if it's every county, where is that? Is there every place located differently, for example? So like if a veteran is just unsure where to even go to even start looking for that, and maybe they don't have access to, jump on the internet or something, is it typically a county administration building or, something like that?
Right. So there's different solutions for every county. Most normally, they're either in an administrative building for the county mm-hmm. or the county courthouse. There are a few that have storefronts in some old strip malls or gotcha. Maybe some indoor malls. You'll find a couple county directors out there. The intent is to make it easy to find. If you had a smartphone, if you had a way to get online, we have all of those county directors and their locations on our website. dmva.pa.gov. And then if you went to Pennsylvania Veterans button at the top and scrolled down the page, you'd see a button or a bar that says how to get assistance. Mm-hmm. And the very top link when you open up that box is County Directors of Veterans Affairs.
Let's give that website main out one more time, please.
dmva.pa.gov. And okay. then you want to click on the Pennsylvania Veterans button, and it'll open up that stuff.
We'll put some more content information in the show notes on that as well. So is there any differences? And Reverend Ben, feel free to chime in if I'm missing something here. Any differences for veterans with the type of services that they might need, whether it's they're homeless, or maybe it's mental health, or maybe it's an addiction. Like, is there kind of a different path that different people should walk, or is just go get the help and start with this main resource?
Yeah, Mark, that kind of leads to where I was getting ready to go. Brian, these benefits that you're mentioning and these services are really valuable, so valuable information. But I know many a veteran who does not know about these services. A lot of these people in that population that Mark just mentioned, homeless or in addictions or dealing with mental health issues, who are not aware of these services. Are you guys offer, do you offer any outreach, anything like that to bring awareness about these marvelous benefits to these veterans who are in dire need of them?
Absolutely agree with you, Reverend Ben. It's embarrassing how many people don't know what's available out there for them. And like Mark started the conversation, there is such a wide path of things that are available. Focus absolutely on mental health needs and homelessness. There are some very specific things that are available through the regional offices or through healthcare. And accredited service officers is like a license. And so we have to go and keep up on our training every year. There are standards that the VA mandates, and then we increase those standards a little bit as an accrediting body at the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. So industry standard and then corporate standard, I raise the bar a little bit. Getting those applications submitted, getting them to the right place, getting all the documentation that's there, following up with the veteran, making sure that they're getting what they need, are all things that we're trained to do and proud to help manage for those in need.
Let me bring this down to a really simple question that just may seem incredibly simple, but it may also be helpful for veterans who are struggling. What do they need? If they walk in the door, Brian, and they're looking for help, what do they need to have on them, with them, to just, you know, kind of get this ball rolling?
If they had a copy of their DD-214 when they came in, that would be fantastic. It's not a deal breaker if you don't have that in your wallet when you walk in. There are a lot of old veterans that will pull out their discharge and it's got permanent creases in it and it's almost impossible to read.
Right.
We have some ways to request a nice fresh copy of that, depending on how long ago the veteran got out. Sometimes they're stored at the County Recorder of Deeds. That's a free service. You can walk in with that, get it recorded. It is secured. State law says that only the person it belongs to can get it for 75 years. So you cannot get onto the Recorder of Deeds website like you search a property when you're interested in buying it and find all those facts about your neighbor. It's a protected document in
right.
Pennsylvania. We can go through some resources we have with the National Archives. There are some forms and some websites that can be used to get the discharge there. So it's not a deal breaker. If you walk in and you need help, and you don't have your DD-214, we're very well skilled at finding those and getting something. It just helps us get a good baseline of what your character of discharge was, what your period of service was, because that does affect some of what's available for benefits.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of get that out there. It's like, hey, if you have the things, great. It's going to probably be a little easier to expedite. But if you don't and you need help, don't let that be a reason you don't walk in the door.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Reverend Ben, anything else you're thinking about?
Yeah, Brian, I'm kind of moved by this whole conversation because outreach is what I do. And I want to be able to reach veterans and there's many a veteran who's out there who needs benefits, who are walking around with no income. And, you know, it's sad. It's really sad. And I'm really glad that I got to meet you on this program. And I hope to talk with you after this program is over. Because it's a wealth of information here that needs to be marketed. It needs to be some outreach done on it to the point. Because even on down in Center City, Philadelphia, on Front Street, the VA center down there, I visited down there. And I do see veterans in there getting help. I don't know the extent of help they're getting, but I do see veterans in motion getting help. So your work is not in vain. I want to also say that. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Outreach is how we all got connected. We have an entire division that's dedicated to getting out on the street, getting services like this or mental health or a variety of other services coordinated and to get veterans in touch with what those are, whether they're a 501c3, nationally chartered service organization, a state government or federal government. So we share your passion with outreach just sheerly by the amount of effort that we have and by putting a whole division against it.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, Brian, you know, you as with your work at the Pennsylvania Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, obviously you see, you know, all kinds of various situations for folks that are going through in walks of life and stages. And so what's your overall message? What's, you know, I know obviously you do this day in and day out, but for veterans that are checking out the podcast or veterans that you, you know, meet on the street or whatever the case might be, what's that message that you share with them that you'd like to maybe share with our audience? As far as what, you know, doing something for themselves, because often that's the struggle, right? Many, we've had so many veterans on the podcast and they talk about finding help or even just asking for the help. A lot of times is the hardest hurdle.
Yeah, boy, thanks for asking that question. The person out there doing it on their own, that's an awesome thing. If you can get through it on your own and get what you're looking for, you don't have to do that. There's tons of support. Come in and ask the questions. Let us help you. Let us help your family. If you think that you know the answer, that's great. If you're not sure, come in and ask. I think the most dangerous thing is perception. We all have it, right? We all think we know the answer to a lot of things that when you sit down and think a little bit deeper about it, maybe we don't really know the answer. Maybe we need to get with somebody that does that as a career. You know, if I'm buying a new house, I don't know all the stuff I got
right,
to do.
Right.
I hire an accountant to do my taxes, right? Do my taxes for me. I'll pay you whatever you tell me I got to pay you.
Right.
I don't know all that stuff. And I think Veterans Affairs is similar to those big things in our life that it's good to have somebody that spends their time in that space. And don't be afraid to ask a question, and don't be afraid to ask for help. That's 100% what we're here to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and we have some great resources for you to tap into. So if you need some help, we're going to share those here as we wrap up the podcast. But Brian, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for sharing some information on Veterans Affairs. We'd love to have you back to talk about other services as well. And Reverend Ben, thank you for your time also.
Thank you. And once again, Brian, thank you for the information that is well, that's much needed. Thank you.
You're both very welcome. I appreciate the invite, and I'll take you up on talking more about what's out there for veterans anytime you want to have me.
Absolutely. And so stay tuned, folks, as we close out Untold Valor, this episode with Brian and Natalie, and we've got some resources for you to check out right here. You've been listening to Untold Valor by Voice and Vision. We hope you found the information and resources discussed today helpful. As always, thank you for listening and for your support. Remember to stay connected with us through our various social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Don't forget to visit the website, voiceandvisioninc.org. That's voiceandvisioninc.org, where you can sign up for our blog and find free resources and information on upcoming events, webinars, workshops, and get support. You can also access our free help and hope guide for individuals and families struggling with substance use and addiction. If someone you know is struggling, please reach out for help because you and your life matter. Remember, the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is available to you at any time by dialing 988. We are all ambassadors of hope and recovery. And if you want to share your story, please contact us. Compeer Corps is also looking for veteran mentor volunteers and veteran participants. To find out more information about Compeer Corps, please call 610-541-0790. That's 610-541-0790. You can find all the links and contact information for the resources mentioned on today's episode by checking the description and the show notes section of your app. Thank you again for tuning in and for your support. Until next time, this has been Untold Valor.